With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is vowing not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves a voter ID bill. Writing on social media, the president proclaimed that passing the Save America Act is all people care about and that the legislation supersedes everything else. The Save America Act would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Democrats believe the bill would disenfranchise some voters. The U.S. and Israel continue their military assault against Iran a little more than a week after launching the war. Aboard Air Force One, the president downplayed reports that Iran may be getting intelligence information from Russia.
I don't know, but it's not doing very well. If they are, it's not helping much. You take a look at what's happened to Iran in the last week. If they're getting information, it's not helping them.
Retired Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network that although China may try to take advantage of the war, the U.S. may be in a position to counteract.
China has a great opportunity here, but keep in mind, China is getting, 5 million barrels a day from Iran, and we cut them off in Venezuela. So they're in a pretty bad situation. They can't get everything that they need from Russia.
A federal judge has ruled this weekend that Carrie Lake did not have legal authority to take the actions that she's done to largely dismantle the Voice of America. Lake was President Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, but never received Senate confirmation. As a result, the judge said she lacked authority to lay off most of VOA's employees. Lake called the decision bogus and will appeal. The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus is closing more department stores as it trims debt during Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is SRN News. Abortion has been enshrined in Luxembourg. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas legislature passed a bill last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. School boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts appear to have declined the offer. The bill's sponsor says only 15 districts have opted in. The law lets students pray or read religious texts during non-instructional time. This is SRN News. Republicans accuse Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the state's Attorney General Keith Ellison of stalling to fight fraud in government programs. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota also questions how long those state leaders knew about the problem.
We found out that according to the assistant commissioner of the Department of Education at the time, that both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison were advised by their office of the fraud and the illegitimacy of the Feeding Our Future group in April of 2020.
Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Police are investigating an incident that took place during an anti-Islamic protest in New York City yesterday. A counter-protester threw a device at the protesting crowd. The city's police commissioner says three people were arrested. The demonstrations took place near the home of the New York City's mayor. More details, SRNNews.com.